Today, professional women's golf returns to Northwest Arkansas. And this year, organizers are hoping for some loud crowd participation on the 17th hole. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
If you watched the U.S. Open this weekend, you may have noticed that golf is a fairly quiet sport.
All right. That moves him to six over par.
Save for some chirping birds in the distance, a polite clapping of the crowd during the completion of a hole, and the comments from announcers if you're watching a golf tournament on television. Golf is a traditionally quiet game, but that idea is about to be challenged this week. The Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship, presented by P&G, begins today at Pinnacle Country Club in Rogers, and organizers are encouraging spectators to turn the 17th hole into the loudest hole in golf. Jay Allen has been the tournament chairman for all 7 years of the Rogers-based LPGA competition. Allen says this exercise in crowd participation has been a long time coming.
It's been building, and there's another tournament that we got the idea for this where they created literally a stadium around a par three, a short hole, and kind of all the typical rules of golf go out the window, you know, where people are loud, they boo bad shots, they cheer for birdies. And in this case here in Arkansas, when Stacy Lewis, the former University of Arkansas player and now one of the top players in the world, when she comes up to the green there, the hog calls are done, and the hole now actually has a reputation on the LPGA Tour, a good one, that it's just a kind of a fun, rowdy place. And we've been adding to that kind of stadium effect over the last few years. We tried it. It worked early, and then it added on the last few years. And now, as people will see, it really is ringed. The 17th green is ringed with seating. So it both public seating and special seating for sponsors. So it should be a good time. We also, with the LPGA's help, shorten the hole. It is a par three, but it's a shorter hole now. So there should be more birdies, and who knows, maybe a hole in one or two.
By reducing the length of the hole from 185 yards to 145 yards, it gives fans the opportunity to see more birdies than in previous years, and that will offer spectators more chances to cheer. Allen also says because the 17th hole is one hole before the final hole of the course, it seemed like the best venue for creating a loud cheering section.
I just think it's so unusual for something like this to happen at a golf tournament. Again, we're kind of the normal rules of being real quiet and all those things go out the window. And I think people like to have fun. It's probably more like a Razorback game than any of the other holes on the course. And people just like to cheer and make noise. So it's clearly grown in popularity these last few years as we built it.
All structures on the 17th hole, including the Walmart tent, Malibu party deck, and the ballpark fan pavilion, have been redesigned to create a more stadium feel around the green. Because it's against the traditional golf etiquette of being quiet, one would think there may be some competitors who will not enjoy the cheers as much as Stacy Lewis, a former Razorback who has received much support from the crowd.
I'm sure that there's a few that may not like it, although we've never heard that. But I see it as the other way around, and the feedback from players is they just like the fact that there are people out there, first of all, and a crowd out there, and they like the fact that people are getting into their sport, the LPGA. So I think for the most part, the players really, really like it because it's good for the tour to have interest like that.
The Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship, presented by P&G, begins today at Pinnacle Country Club in Rogers. Practice rounds are today and tomorrow, and the public can watch them for free. The Pro-Am, the event that allows sponsors to play with pros, is scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday, and that too is free and open to the public. The 54-hole tournament runs Friday through Sunday, and admission is $30 for a weekend pass or $15 for a day pass. Children 17 and younger can attend for free when accompanied by a ticketed adult. More information is available at nwachampionship.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.